This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, after a bitter election, how do we overcome deeply personal political divides?
You think Trump is a divider?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's a big promoter of hatred in my eyes.
See, and I don't feel that way at all.
We spend time with one grandmother and granddaughter as they talk through their differences. They also share advice on how to weather the holiday season with family members who have totally different views.
It's not worth dividing a family or ruining a relationship just because we don't agree on something in politics.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the presidential transition, twin headlines tonight. President-elect Joe Biden urges national unity as President Trump erases a criminal conviction for an old ally, Michael Flynn. White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor reports.
My fellow Americans, Thanksgiving is a special time in America.
With the transition getting into full swing, the president-elect took a brief pause today to mark the Thanksgiving holiday. From Wilmington, Delaware, he delivered a virtual address to the nation, projecting hope as the nation faces more hard months of the pandemic.
America's not going to lose this war. We'll get our lives back. Life is going to return to normal, I promise you. This will happen. This will not last forever.
And in his strongest terms yet, he stood up for the electoral process.
Our democracy was tested this year. And what we learned is this: the people of this nation are up to the task. In America, we have full and fair and free elections. And then we honor the results. The people of this nation and the laws of the land won't stand for anything else.
At the same time, a stark contrast in tone from President Trump as he continued his fight against the election's integrity. In Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Republican state lawmakers held a meeting on election irregularities. The president called in with more false claims, denying the election's legitimacy.
This election was lost by the Democrats. They cheated. It was a fraudulent election. They flooded the market. They defrauded everybody on ballots. And I just want to thank everybody for being there. You're doing a tremendous service. This is a very important moment in the history of our country. They're bad people. They're horrible people. And they're people that don't love our country.
Still, the White House is preparing for President Trump to leave. And there are signs he may help key allies on the way out. Among them, his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. The president announced his pardon this afternoon on Twitter. Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his conversations with a Russian diplomat. All this a day after President Trump finally authorized intelligence agencies to begin briefing his successor on classified information. Those briefings are set to begin Monday. That comes as President-elect Biden formally announced his national security team. He plans to roll out his economic team next week as new jobless claims rose this week to 778,000.
I have a very ambitious, very progressive agenda, and it's going to take really strong leaders in the House and Senate to get it done.
Last night, Mr. Biden touched on his cabinet picks in an NBC News interview. He hinted that he wants leading progressives like Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders to stay on Capitol Hill. He also said the era of President Trump's isolationism was over.
President Trump has changed the landscape. It's become America first, which meant America alone. We find ourselves in a position where our alliances are being frayed. It's a totally different. That's why I found people who joined the administration in key points that represent the spectrum of the American people as well as the spectrum of the Democratic Party.
Leaders abroad are signaling that they hope the incoming administration will make good on that promise. Today, Chinese President Xi Jinping officially congratulated Mr. Biden in a statement saying, quote, "Promoting healthy and stable development of China and U.S. relations serves the fundamental interests of the people in both countries." With the world watching, the changing of the guard at the White House continues.
And Yamiche joins me now. So Yamiche, as you just reported, the president today pardoned his first former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Remind us why this case has been so important to President Trump.
Well, President Trump pardoning Michael Flynn, who he fired, really is the president going forward with this effort to try to discredit the Mueller investigation, that investigation that was looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election? And what the president had been saying over and over again was that his administration, including Michael Flynn, that they were targeted unfairly as part of that investigation, that it was all a hoax. So Michael Flynn pled guilty twice to lying to the FBI. And that those the things, the statements that was about was his conversations with a Russian diplomat, the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. He was talking to that Russian diplomat about the Obama administration imposing sanctions on Russia as a result of the Russia meddling in the 2016 election. He was trying to raise the idea that President Trump would have a closer relationship with Russia. We also saw the Department of Justice drop their charges against Michael Flynn. That case had been moving through the courts with President Trump trying to say again that Michael Flynn was being treated unfairly. And now this all changes all of that with the president now pardoning him. Now, we should note that there's a lot of backlash to this. Speaker Pelosi is saying that this proves that President Trump doesn't believe in the rule of law. House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler said that it was undeserved and unprincipled and a stain on President Trump's legacy.
And as if that weren't enough, we also had the president today, as you reported, Yamiche, calling into the session of Republicans in Pennsylvania, again repeating his claims that that he was the winner of the election. It was stolen from him. And separately, Joe Biden giving a Thanksgiving address, speaking about what he wants to do. What did we learn today from Joe Biden?
Well, this was quite a split screen with President Trump continuing to make the case that he was treated unfairly, that Democrats cheated him out of an election victory. He called into this sort of unwieldy meeting of GOP lawmakers in Pennsylvania. His personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was there. And the president at one point was literally on speakerphone with a member of his legal team holding the phone up to a microphone to a cheering crowd of GOP supporters of the president. Just a few minutes after that, we saw this sort of stately address by President-elect Biden, where he was calmer, where he was more, in some ways, delivering what you would see from a president traditionally, saying that that we as Americans need to all come together to fight the virus. Just completely different tones. I should also note that we should now watch the space for the president to possibly be pardoning more people, because as he makes these claims that he was cheated out of the election, he also is thinking about his legacy and who else he thinks may have been victimized. So we should continue to watch that as well.
All right, Yamiche Alcindor, again, covering both the incoming and the outgoing presidents. Yamiche, thank you.
Thanks.